Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, remember, a special shout, as always, goes out to our active duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's working right now, regardless of where you are, what you are, how you're doing it, or where you're doing it, the country appreciates everything you're doing to keep America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You can also go to Parler, the Captain's America. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, where you can hear the show playing all day and all night on a four-hour rotating clip that keeps going over and over and over. It's a loop, they call it, and it just keeps playing over and over again. And during the live show, it plays the live show. Now, joining us right now from the professor of politics himself is Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Hour number two with the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God, a great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. You know, we were just talking during the break about all these places that went out of their way to do the sidewalk dining and pretty much build these sidewalk places almost out to the curb to leave a walk space in between. But what do you think is going to happen if we have a big snowstorm with big, thick, heavy, wet snow? What are the plows going to wind up doing with the snow?
Well, they're going to bury whatever is on the side of the road, obviously.
Yeah.
The snow itself will be a disaster for the idea of outside dining. But you know, Captain, you know, this is not any small expense that a lot of these restaurants have gone to. In order to be able to accommodate patrons outside of their establishment. And so with the onset of the weather, it's just a double whammy on them.
Yeah, and I just feel so bad about them, as well as in California, not because of the weather, but because of the jackass governor that's out there. They need to recall him soon.
Well, they certainly should, and our friend Tom Del Vaccaro is literally leading the charge up the hill.
Along with Newt Gingrich.
With Newt Gingrich now, that's right. But again, the very fact that, there's no science, evidently, that I'm aware of, and a judge in L.A. County said you're not showing that there's a danger of people eating outside at a restaurant, outside at the tables. But again, we understand that they just wanted to keep people home. They don't want people going out and congregating, and that's why restaurants were included in the shutdown. But it's very sad to see, and as I drive around my community, Captain, some restaurants are defying it, but others are closed up tight. You can go in for takeout or get the, for delivery, but it's not going to be enough to sustain the jobs that people have at these restaurants.
And there was a national poll that came out talking about the restaurants that might be able to withstand 2 to 3 months. It was at 40%. Anything above 2 to 3 months, 70% of them will be gone forever, out of business and history.
Well, that's right. And those are people's dreams. And there's got to be a way to be able to do these things safely. Other retail places are open. Other places are open. So there's got to be some. This is very disproportionate. So again, the restaurateurs, by the way, have shown they're happy to do whatever it takes to be safe. They're not trying to not be safe or to fly in the face of science or any of those kinds of things that we'd hear about. But they do deserve a chance.
Now, the FDA has reviewed Moderna's coronavirus vaccine, says it's highly effective, and they have given the green light to it. So now we have a second vaccine that's out there, correct?
That's right, yes.
And soon we'll have a third, and then right after that, I think we'll have a fourth, won't we?
I believe, again, it depends on how quickly they can get these approvals.
Yeah.
But, you know, Captain, what I think a lot of people are very concerned about is even with the vaccine being beginning to be administered and through the different channels and so forth, at what point are places going to be able to reopen? At what point can people be, quote unquote, safe to go out and do relatively normal things? Or yeah. Are we going to see a Biden administration continue to move the goalposts?
Well, just when you thought he couldn't get any stranger with professional sports, the Major League Baseball Players Union is in a dispute before the start of the season. They're at odds. Major League Baseball is at odds with the Players Union over what's going on here because baseball wants to play a few more games than what they did last year.
Right. Oh, right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they were only able to play really a handful comparatively to what they would normally play. What would it be? Something 160 or
162
games?
Is the regular schedule, and I don't think they played 60.
Well, exactly. But the idea is that can they even start up spring training with the current protocols in place, and that will push it back. In other words, they'd want to start up like in February, as I understand, but they may have to push that back. And the further back they push that, I think the less amount of games they could hope to play. And again, if there are any other outbreaks, and again, this is why the vaccine thing is so important, because at what point are we going to be able to have some degree of normalcy, especially for something as exciting and important as the MLB?
Yeah, and caller, hang on, because you're going to get caught up in a break, and it's not going to work there. There's no time left here, so hang on. You can be first up after the break, caller, and I guess he just realized that because he hung up. But anyway, we'll come back, and when we come back, Nancy Pelosi just did something stupid again, and Joel Osteen from Houston, the Lakewood Church, the nation's largest single church in the country. We just found out about something that they did, and boy, you're going to be upset about this one, too. I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere, no how, because Kyle Warren's going to take us to the break here.
This is Kyle Warren.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi. Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Auto Glass America. Now, you know, there's gold waiting in that thar windshield you got, because if you give it an inspection today, and if it's chipped or cracked, then you'll get $100 dropped right in the palm of your hand when you have your windshield replaced by Auto Glass America. Now, they'll handle your windshield needs, give you a lifetime warranty for the car, the truck, the van you're driving. And if you live in Florida, Florida Comprehensive Insurance is required, and from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville to Tampa, Sarasota, and Port Charlotte and other surrounding areas, Auto Glass America will come to your home or office, process your insurance claim, and give you a brand new premium quality windshield warranty too, and put $100 right in the palm of your hand when you tell me the captain sent you. Phone number is 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America. And tell them that I sent you. Captain Matt Bruce sent you. And Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
How about that? There's those melodic tones out there tonight. And I think Richard said something about that one night. Or was it Cousin Vinny? I don't know. Somebody was singing along with us. Maybe it was Cousin Vinny.
It was Cousin Vinny, yeah.
All right, there you go. He even made a tape.
He did. He posted in the chat room.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about Nancy Pelosi again with the Stranger Than Truth stuff that's out there. House members, according to new rules, regardless of what party you're in, are now required to wear a mask while speaking on the House floor.
Yeah, that's what we hear. They're not going to be recognized if they're not wearing a mask.
Well, maybe they want to be incognito.
Yeah, and get this. If, again, they have to be recognized to speak,
yep.
But if they remove their mask while speaking, their recognition will be withdrawn.
That's what I was told, yeah. That's nuts.
Well, again, is that really completely necessary? Sometimes I think it's a lot of sort of posturing by Nancy Pelosi as a politician. We'll see how it all works out, but it's, you know, part of her ruling over the House, I guess.
Now, are you familiar with the Lakewood Church in Houston?
Yeah, that's in Houston. That's Joel Osteen, yes.
Okay. He apparently applied for and got a $4.4 million PPP loan. Here we go again with a bunch of multiple millionaires getting money.
Well, you know, a lot of churches have certainly suffered during the pandemic, from the local church to churches that have big media ministries, basically. And so what I understand what happened at Lakewood was that they got shut down for a time, and then they applied for that loan, I think after a couple months or something, according to the story that I saw. I think this has been a real issue across the country, for smaller churches, obviously, for people's local churches. I know for a fact that our church is certainly, you find that giving is down because of the pandemic and so forth, but a lot of these big places, they employ a lot of people, and hopefully, I guess they were looking to try to do that. But we'll see how that works.
Yeah, but they're all on TV. Joel Osteen's on TV all the time, and that's where they get their money. They keep asking for money, and they get a boatload of it off the TV. Okay, we got a couple of callers. Let's go over there right now. All right, first caller up. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Boss, this is Todd in Tampa. Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Donald Trump won in a landslide. Donald Trump won in a landslide. Donald Trump won in a landslide. I just wanted to... Hey, we're president until January 19th, and then we'll get back to you and see what we're going to do, okay? I don't want to hear from anybody else. You're not a true patriot if you don't understand that Donald Trump, well, even if you're a Democrat, you're not a true... You don't love this country if you're gonna lie to yourself and tell you that Donald Trump won in a landslide. Legally, morally, ethically, by Congress. When you put your ballot in there, John Smith... That envelope has to match the signature. You can't just scribble something on there, and John Smith didn't vote. No, that's illegal. That's a felony. You go to jail for that when we have real people, rather not the crooks that are running things like China. And Turtle, don't ever speak for us again. Donald Trump won in a landslide. We're not congratulating the crooked Joe Biden who's owned by China, okay? Don't ever do that again. And you work for yourself. So you don't have to listen to idiots like Tom Cruise, you know. Let's get to work and save the country. Peace.
All right. That's Todd in Tampa. We appreciate him. And directing to the point, right, Kyle?
Well, absolutely. And just to sort of amplify a little bit of what Todd's talking about, you know, one of the big message from Joe Biden in his post-electoral college remarks was, you know, it's time to turn the page. It's time to heal. All that kind of thing. I think the American people are, you know, they don't want a lot of conflict, obviously.
No.
But I'll tell you
this. They want answers.
They do. And you know what? The message about healing, while in and of itself a good message, that would play a lot better if the Democrats hadn't for 4 years tried everything they could to literally destroy Donald Trump.
That's it. All right. Let's go to the phone lines. Good morning, caller. Is this Mel by chance in Saratoga Springs?
You got me, Captain. Yes, sir. Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Kyle. Yeah, that's one of the reasons I don't trust those big church TV evangelist shysters. You know, these guys, they're just as slippery as grease lightning. But to go back to Mitch McConnell, did you see his guy today with such vim and vigor?
I did.
David, we're not going to leave until we get a COVID relief. This guy didn't do a darn thing when the president, he was like... You know, he was slower than molasses in the middle of January.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, sorry. I tell you, the Republican Party has got to go. We, the president, has got to come up with a third party, and you just overtake these criminals out of our sight.
Mm-hmm.
So this is ridiculous.
Okay,
we've been. Yes, sir, Captain.
All right, thank you very much. Now, we did talk a little bit about a third party last night. The Republicans, the rhinos in name only and this, that, and the other, they're ruining it for the rest of the people, and the Republicans need to get their act together, and that maybe it was time for Donald Trump to start a party of his own, or get this, use the television network, if he were to buy CNN, to emphasize his political party. I mean, all of that's possible.
It really is possible, and I would say, Captain, perhaps now more than ever, you know, we saw the sort of a genesis of this many years ago, back in 92 with Ross Perot and the Reform Party,
mm-hmm.
where that made the biggest splash, basically. But now things are a little bit different, mm-hmm. and the landscape might be ripe for somebody like Donald Trump to actually make a real go of something like that.
Yeah, and folks, you are listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, and we just got an email from Amy. Let's see what Amy has to say. Prostitution historically is a popular occupation in poor socialist communism countries. Isn't it preparing everyone to respect work that can feed the entire family a noble act? I don't know. I don't think selling your body is a big deal. I said that wrong. I don't think selling your body is something that should be condoned by anybody. I just that demeans yourself to the umpteenth level.
Well, exactly, yeah. Historically, traditionally, typically, you know, the morals of the country would say, no, that's not something, and usually that's something people tend to be forced into.
Yeah.
It's also, it helps for human trafficking,
yeah.
all that kind of stuff. And, you know, with the romanticism of it, some people may want to do, but honestly, I can't imagine anybody who you would say,
well,
go be a prostitute.
When my wife and I used to go across Colorado, listen to me. When my wife and I used to go across Nevada, either east, west, or north, south on the interstates out there, the different brothels would be on the air and the CB radio calling the truckers going, hey, come on in, just have a cup of coffee. You need a shower? We can you take a shower for free and free coffee and conversation and this, that, and the other. I'm thinking to myself, yep, sure. My wife just looked at me and she goes, well, you know, you got to do what you got to do, I suppose. But it's regulated in Nevada, regulated. They have to have cards. They have to have physical exams. And all that sort of stuff, totally different. Just walking out on the street and going, here I am, it's $20 or $50 or $100 or whatever, like they did a lot in New York City. Now that's where you draw the line.
Well, exactly, yeah. It's demeaning to women,
yeah.
And, you know, it's just a non-starter.
And men, too. There were men that were doing it.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. But there's a better way, and that's why we need to have good opportunities on our land.
And if you want a job, if you want a job, and you want to be respected for the job you got, go get a broom, go out there and start sweeping the sidewalks. I'd have more respect for you doing that than I would the other.
Well, right, and you know, Captain, how many programs, both you know, official and private, that help girls and young women get out of having to be prostitutes.
That's
the
exactly
whole
right.
point is you're trying to rescue people out of
yeah.
something where they're going to get hurt
yep.
or killed, or you know, it's just terrible.
Yep, a number of churches are out there in the inner cities trying to do that, and they sometimes succeed. And the other thing is these girls that are doing this. We're talking about girls, I suppose, guys too. They've got drug habits. And that's part of what's going on there. It's not just trying to make a buck. They're trying to support the drug habit.
Right.
All right. Hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. By the way, it's getting a little hotter in the Middle East right now. We'll tell you what I mean by that. And by hot, I mean don't hold your head. Don't stick your head in a hole. Things could happen quick.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
With one coronavirus vaccine being delivered across the country and already being used to vaccinate healthcare workers and at-risk Americans, and another likely to be approved this week, a massive immunization program is just beginning. But when will the general public begin to have access to those shots? Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says that could come sooner than many thought. He tells CNBC that the possibility for more vaccines coming to market could also move that date forward.
I believe that by the end of February into March, of course, depending on the decisions by our governors, but I believe we'll have enough supply out there to be reaching out into the general public for administration at your CVS's, Walgreens, Kroger's, and near the end of February into March. And if we get J&J and AstraZeneca coming in, their data should be here, we hope, the beginning to middle of January with FDA consideration later in the month.
This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun.
All right, we covered a lot of base there with that little liner stuff that we had. By the way, I told you I had something here from Kyle Warren. Let me see if I can find it again here because he sent me something. And I'm going to do this. I'm going to try to do this because Kyle was nice enough to make this. So where is he? There you are. So bear with me for just a second because we're going to open this up and we're going to see if we can get this to play because it got cut off. Now, here we go again with Kyle.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, wishing all of you a very Merry Christmas and happy holiday season from everyone at the Captain's America Third Watch.
Ho, ho, ho. That was very good, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. No, I appreciate it. It's an honor to do it. And we do want to wish everybody out there a very Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. Absolutely.
Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Farrah and Farrah, the legal firm that we talk about a lot. And here's more about them.
Injured in an accident and need a lawyer? The last thing you deserve is being put on hold or having a law firm robot answer and assign you a number. Fair and Fair doesn't treat people like numbers. From the moment you call, you'll be connected with an actual person, ready to listen and help. Their team of injury law experts understands the pressure you're under and will make themselves available to you 24/7. Also, if Fair and Fair doesn't win your case, you don't owe them a penny. So if you've been injured and the insurance company's pushing you around, call Fair and Fair. Let them push back. Visit fairandfair.com.
up.
And you know, there's nothing worse than having an accident in the middle of the night and you're in Florida or you're in Georgia and you don't know what to do or who to call. And I'm going to tell you right now, here is an 800 number you want to put in your Rolodex or in your telephone to call if you get involved in an accident or get hurt in a job, slip and fall, whatever the situation might be. The number is 877-245-6707. That's 877-245-6707. That's the 24/7 number where you will get a live voice, even in the middle of the night, at Farrah & Farrah. Now, their website is farrahandfarrah.com, spelled F-A-R-A-H, F-A-R-A-H, farrahandfarrah.com. And the number again, 877-245-6707. All right, Kyle, the majority believes that the fake media covered up the Biden corruption scandal until after the election. I totally agree.
Well, that certainly seems to be, and certainly what we went through back in October with the suppression of the Hunter Biden story on Twitter primarily, where even the White House Press Secretary, Kayleigh McEnany's account was suspended, locked for a time, because she wanted to retweet a story from the New York Post, Senator Ted Cruz quite rightly said it is the fourth largest circulation of newspaper in the country, and they get shut down for a well-researched, a legitimate news story. Now, these things need to be checked out. This is why stories are written, and we have the opportunity to read them. But if you actually take away the ability to read them, then that's equal suppression.
Absolutely, absolutely positively correct. I totally agree with you. In the meantime, out there, once again, in your state of California, another crazy but true scenario. The city of San Francisco and the high school there, the school system, San Francisco school system, wants to rename the Abraham Lincoln High School because it's stained by racism.
You know, this is one of those kinds of knee-jerk things that we've saw over the summertime with statues and things like that. But I would perchance to think, Captain, that nobody at that high school knows anything about Abraham Lincoln, or have read the writings that he did, the letters, knows the real history of Lincoln, and what his obvious contribution, shall we say, to the country was. I don't think that they would have that same kind of opinion. And again, this is part of the thing where no matter what, they pick on something, and then this is a power move. It's not a try to cleanse the country of racism. This is a power move, plain and simple.
Now, the other thing is Kamala Harris is pushing for gun control. Now, her reason for pushing for gun control is to keep our children safe, because she says there's a number of children that are dying because of guns. Well, I took a look at that little story to try to find out if that was true, because that would be concerning if it was. And yeah, there may be a few kids along the way that are getting hurt because of whatever, but it's not that bad. The bad part of it is we've got bad guys doing bad things to people with guns that they shouldn't have. That's the bad case. And by the way, in California, I think it was Los Angeles, the district attorney out there just released a whole bunch of hardcore convicted felons, some of whom were convicted of assault with a deadly weapon and that sort of thing, out onto the streets.
Well, it's chaos. It's definitely just complete wrong-headed thinking. But that's what Kamala Harris is doing, is the idea that you're tying together the thing that you want, the political thing you want, but tying it together with something else that makes it seem like, well, if we don't do this, then the other thing is going to get worse. And you're right, it's unfortunate. One death is way too many, and that's why there are rules about locking up your firearms. Children can't get a hold of them, this kind of thing. But again, this is a thing where she ties it together with that to make it sound much more imperative, when in reality, the bad guys, as you said, the bad guys that have the guns, those are the ones we ought to be ferreting out. And there are ways to do that, but if we defund the police, we can't really accomplish that.
Yeah, and if you get a pistol permit because you want to protect yourself, or if you take gun training, or you get a hunting license or something like that because you want to go out and go hunting maybe for the meat to put on your table or whatever the situation might be, a crook isn't going to do that.
Well, of course not.
A criminal.
Yeah.
No.
That's right.
No, they want a gun. They're just going to go out and steal it, or they're going to buy it a Saturday night special or whatever, which they're still available out there in different parts of the country. All you got to do is go into an inner city, and you'll find one. If you want one, you'll find one. But that's how the people that shouldn't have guns wind up getting them. Now, the other thing is Stephen Colbert has landed his first interview of Joe Biden. He's going to be the first one to do that. And unfortunately, Colbert this week cruelly, and I mean cruelly and savagely, mocked Melania Trump just because he could.
Well, and again, you know, a lot of times, Captain, when we see people do the kinds of things that they do, it tells us all about them. And honestly, what is you know, first of all, I don't know why anybody would make fun of Melania Trump. She seems to have done many great things as First Lady. She seems to be just an incredible lady. She speaks five languages. She's amazing. I don't know why people would feel the need to continue to do this even after supposedly they've won the election. But again, it's all the whole Trump thing's not going to go away very, very soon.
How many
entertainment people.
How many languages did Michelle Obama speak?
Who knows? One, I don't know.
I think she spoke English, and then she spoke Podunk Junction when she needed to, and she spoke inner city Chicago when she needed to, and she might have tried her hand at a little bit of French. I think I remember that at one time, and that didn't work very well at all.
Well, but again, the bias is clear. It doesn't matter. Like, for example, as Dr. Jill Biden becomes First Lady, she may grace the cover of a lot of different magazines. I can't remember. I don't think there was one magazine that Melania Trump was on, as far as I can remember. But there will be certainly this sort of very different treatment. What's it like in the White House, and how is it? You know, what's your role going to be, and what's your special project going to be, and it's all going to be very, very nice. But with the Trumps, it was completely adversarial, and it simply showed the real bias. And talk about not being able to have a unified country. Well, it starts with stuff like that.
Now, the NFL is having a bit of a problem right now, as well you might figure they should have, based on the way that they started with the Black Lives Matter movement and all that stuff that people just are not buying. And by the way, the NBA found out about it. They got rid of that as fast as they realized they were losing advertisers, because right now the NFL is realizing the same thing. They're losing some of their big advertisers, and they now realize that they're in a situation where the NFL is in decline.
Well, right, and again, it's not about the particulars of Black Lives Matter per se, but it is about the introduction of divisive politics into something that most mm-hmm. people want nothing to do with divisive politics,
yep.
Namely MLB and NBA and the NFL.
Yeah, and you folks over in London, England, Maricon, lockdowns for Christmas, sure, just what you wanted. Mandating masks to be worn outside at all times, yep, that makes a lot of sense too, doesn't it? All right, we're coming right back. The Truckers Highway and Byway Report coming right up. Don't go anywhere. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Pull on in there, get yourself a free hot cup of coffee. Tell them the Captain sent you. That's how you're going to get the coffee. And then check out the Drivers Club while you're there and become a member of the Drivers Club. Get your points for buying fuel, buying food in the restaurant, and buying supplies in the store. And here we go.
Bye.
righty, that's a little ZZ Top. Give me all your lovin'. I'll tell you what, Kyle, that car they're driving around there, boy, I'd love to get my hands on that one. And that's, what, a 1933 what?
It's a 1933 Ford Coupe, customized, of course, and it did appear on the album cover. It's known as the Eliminator, and, yeah, it became a star of those videos. Give Me All Your Sharp Dressed Man, Give Me All Your Love, and all, you know, all those different, even Rough Boy. They had like almost a spaceship version of the car in the video, as I recall. So, yeah, it was became iconic for them.
Well, what's amazing is that's not that big of a car, and then they pull into that gas station out in the middle of nowhere where they still pump gas, the attendant, that is, and the three girls climb out of the car, and it's like, they got out of there? How'd that happen?
Right.
Okay, let's talk about the major winter storm that's working its way up the East Coast, Middle Atlantic, into the Northeast, into New England. It's going to be a big-time nor'easter. Now, this major winter storm is expected to significantly impact much of the Middle Atlantic and Northeast on Wednesday into Thursday. It's going to have a widespread swath of heavy, wet snow that's going to knock down a bunch of power lines and trees and all that. Count on it. Now, that's likely from the central Appalachians into the interior Middle Atlantic, into portions of the Northeast and southern New England, too. Some of the large metropolitan areas and freezing rain and ice is also likely in western North Carolina and southwestern Virginia, where they're probably getting some of that right now. Travel in these areas is not going to be recommended because you've got winds that'll be pushing this snow around. You won't be able to see, and visibility will become a major problem. We'll get to all that in a minute. Kyle, what's going on out west?
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, we've got a freeze warning. This is in the Mesa and also south of Tempe and Phoenix area in Arizona. So be careful tonight on I-10 and portions of I-8. Now, in central California, we've got a lot of dense fog. This fog is supposed to be there till about 10 a.m. On Wednesday morning, local time, 10 a.m. So if you're traveling up California 99 through the Central Valley, north of Bakersfield, and just a little bit north of Merced, you're going to be encountering this dense fog, so be very careful. Portions of the I-5 freeway as well, west of Bakersfield, seem to be indicated here for this warning as well. Of course, winter weather advisory all through Northern California, near Reno, Carson City, up through Southern Oregon. Also, winter weather advisory as you come across I-84 near Baker City in Oregon, also in the area of La Grande and Union, so be careful there. And this goes all the way over into Idaho, which is down near Boise as well, and up through the middle part of Idaho. And also 4th of July pass, according to reports, snow on the roadway there, so be very careful. Looks like winter weather advisory starting near Missoula. This is along I-90 and going north up through the central part of Montana. Also, high wind warnings east of Bozeman. Also, high wind warnings in the area of Cody, Wyoming, and high wind warnings in Cheyenne and Laramie, Wyoming, at this hour tonight, Captain.
All right, we've got some fog in the northwestern corner of Kansas tonight. If you're coming in off I-70 and you're coming across right now I-70, you're going to have about 75 miles of fog going east, and you'll be out of it. That runs on about a 45-degree angle up into the central part of Nebraska right now, too. Al might be seeing some fog up there where he's at by the looks here. And then on down in Texas from the Gulf of Mexico, Mexico side, all the way around the Gulf of Mexico to about Tallahassee tonight, you've got a gale warning along the water's edge there. You do have some wind warnings down in southern Texas tonight. Also in the western part of Tennessee, to include Memphis, the eastern part of Arkansas, up in the central part to include Columbia in Missouri, the central and eastern part of Illinois to include Effingham and I-70 all the way across into Indiana, winds along there too. And then we have more winds, as I'm looking at it here, down into the eastern part of Kentucky. But the snow, folks, the snow is going to be in the mountains of northeastern Georgia, Tennessee. It's going to go pretty much up I-75, I-81, I-40, the eastern part of Tennessee, I-81 all the way up into upstate New York, as far north as Binghamton, and across I-84 over into Connecticut. There is a winter storm warning big time for all the higher elevations in Virginia, in West Virginia, in Pennsylvania. Most of the state of West Virginia is under a winter storm warning. New Jersey and the western part of New Jersey in the higher elevations. New York City, the Catskills, including just north of New York City, the Connecticut area, including the mountains, the Berkshires, as well as up in Massachusetts, all across I-90 to Albany. A winter storm warning. It's going to be really bad. We're talking 1 to 2, and in some areas, some of the higher elevation areas, 3 feet of snow. So, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we appreciate him. Right now we're going to jump over to the telephone line, and we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. We had a Tampa Bay Trump Club meeting last night, and I spoke there. Colonel Jim spoke there. Brooke Emery spoke there from Brook Talks America. Roger Stone spoke there. You're familiar with Roger Stone, correct?
Sure.
Yeah, and he was talking about how he was maligned and the things that happened to him, and about Michael Flynn, and he was hoping that instead of the commutation that he got, that maybe he's going to get a pardon. I don't know. What do you think? You think that's possible?
Who do you mean?
Roger Stone.
You mean Roger Stone?
Yep.
It's possible. It's possible. I mean, there's probably... Every president at the end of their term has quite a list of to-dos. And in the White House press briefing, Peter McInerney was asked, you know, where's Trump? I mean, we've got Pence out there touting the success of the vaccine. How come Trump's not doing it? And she said, look, he's working behind the scenes. He's got a lot on his plate, which I imagine he does.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the least of which are those that are looking for pardons and sentence computations, as well as other executive orders. He may be working on another country on a peace deal. I imagine there's quite a lot of things that are happening, least of which probably a to-do list that A.G. Barr is leaving him with.
Okay, well, that kind of all makes sense there. Here comes the music, so we're going to pick this up on the other side of the music. And, folks, we will be talking about all sorts of things, including Arizona. Their Republicans cast an alternate electors list for Donald Trump. And we'll see how that goes, because that's going to be a challenge, I believe, in the Congress right there with the alternative electors. And we talked about that. It's never succeeded, but they're going to give it a try and see what happens. In the meantime, I'll be right back with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.